Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist. Brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Eggers.com.
This is a blue-collar boom.
The Democratic Party is a center or center-conservative party.
You only arrest for the purpose of dealing with a felony that's committed, and I don't count drunk driving as a felony.
I think your viewers are entitled to hear my argument without two bullies jumping on everything I say.
What better than a violent protest to justify immediate gun confiscation? You can imagine, actually, that some of the press already had tomorrow's columns pre-written.
How many times do I have to prove a man is a liar before he isn't featured any longer as the main witness for all you people in the press?
Rudy Giuliani on fire heading into that impeachment trial a little later today. Good Tuesday morning to you. Glad you are back with us here on the Mark Cox Morning Show, along with Tricia. And we've got Denise back in the news seat this morning.
Yes, sir.
Brian had Brian in yesterday, who did a great job filling in for you.
Great.
First time we've had him in. Thrilled to have him. Used to work with him on TV, so we got to trade some TV stories when I had him in here.
Good.
So it's good. We've got a lot going on. If you're just tuning in and you realize that today's the day the Senate trial starts for the president, even though he's over there bragging about all the winning in Davos, Switzerland. He's over there rubbing it in their noses just a little bit, just to let them know what's going on. And in fact, play cut 36 for the people. The president spoke just a couple hours ago in Davos.
When I spoke at this forum 2 years ago, I told you that we had launched the great American comeback. Today, I'm proud to declare that the United States is in the midst of an economic boom, the likes of which the world has never seen before.
Yes, yes, indeed. In fact, he tweeted out that we have the best economy in the universe. So alert to Space Force to be on the lookout for that. So that's what's going on. In the middle of all of that, the impeachment trial gets underway today, and that's going to start about 11:30 our time today, about 12:30 Eastern. Annie Fry is going to come in here and kick off our coverage at 11 this morning. She'll start her show an hour early, and we'll be ready to give you full coverage of that as it extends throughout the day and into the Glover show this afternoon. Of course, you can always listen on 971talk.com. You can go to radio.com to follow us. If you're in your office, you have to leave the car for some reason, we're going to have coverage for you all day right here on 971 FM Talk. So I got that out of the way. How about that? Big gun rally yesterday in Richmond. We're going to get to that at the bottom of the hour. I've got the folks from the Gun Owners of America calling in. They're playing a big role in the fight down there in Virginia. Thousands and thousands of peaceful gun owners took to the streets yesterday to voice their opposition to what's going on. So I'm going to get you an update on that here at the bottom of the hour. But right now, let's get to the man of the hour. He's Todd Pyro.
Traveling on the road, diners in Orlando, Miami. I'm not the smartest guest you've ever had, but the people seem to love me. Really manly. This was inappropriately close. Maybe not the ilk of Joe Biden. I know you all view me as an erudite and scholarly individual. That has nothing to do with the conversation.
All right, Todd Pyro, Fox and Friends, joining us this morning. And I assume you had that on speakerphone again, so anybody around you could hear that open?
There's nobody here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they've abandoned me. Everybody's focused on other things like impeachment,
yes,
Super Bowls, and I have the entire office all to myself.
Very nice.
I'll be renting out space for these next 2 weeks, and it'll be good.
Because you'll be renting out space because you're going to probably be on the road, right?
I am headed out. I just got the text from my producer. Carl will be here to pick me up in an hour.
Ah, nice. And, where are they sending you, by the way?
We are going to Florida, and we're shooting a story there that's going to be really interesting on how they keep the Super Bowl secure. Really looking forward to that. That's going to be an awesome, awesome shoot and an awesome, awesome story. But while we're down there, tomorrow morning, we're going to be doing a diner in and around the Jupiter area, the Lighthouse Diner in the Jupiter, Florida area. And we're going to interview people about, you guessed it, impeachment and probably a little Davos, but you know, mostly what you think of the procedure so far. It is beginning like a normal trial, BS in the beginning. So I don't know how much trial we're going to get underway on day one, but nevertheless, people will still have opinions about it.
Oh, sure they will. And of course, what we know right now, Todd, correct me if I'm wrong here, but they're going to get, the way the rules are set up right now, the Democrats will get 24 hours. So in other words, I assume 2 days to give their side of it. And then the White House would get an equivalent amount of time after that. So the first 4 days, there wouldn't be even any talk of witnesses. We're just going to hear them expound on why they either think he's innocent or guilty.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and boy, who doesn't love a Saturday trial? Am I right, America?
No kidding.
You're right. They're going to do the 12-hour days there, and then the discussion, the potential vote on witnesses is next week. I keep on hearing quick, quick, quick. Everybody saying this is going to be quick, but we will see.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so. So you cool, though. We really haven't talked about the Super Bowl. Do you have a dog in this fight?
You know, I don't want to offend now that I have a national platform, but, I mean, let's be realistic. Is there anybody listening and watching our show in San Francisco? So go Chiefs!
That is the truth, isn't it? Yeah, we're all rooting for the Chiefs here, and I told Denise this morning, who's been a Chiefs fan for a while now, that I saw that Pat Mahomes' jersey is the best-selling NFL jersey right now.
And it's awesome. He is just something else to watch. I mean, he's fun, and I just feel like when I watch him and when I watch a lot of the Chiefs, it's just, this is the way the game is supposed to be played. It's supposed to be a game by kids. Obviously, they're getting paid like very, very well-paid adults, but I just enjoy watching them, and you know, I hope the rest of the nation enjoys watching them when the Super Bowl is on Fox on Sunday, February 2nd.
Yeah, they give you a little extra to throw those pitches in like that.
That's right.
Yeah,
the money just trickle down from the vents. But yeah, I'm all in for the Chiefs, and that's not just because I do this show with you guys. The Chiefs are one of those innocuous teams to people like me in the Northeast. You know, they've never offended any of our teams, so go Chiefs.
I like it. I like it. Yeah, I wonder. You're going down there to do a piece on security, and I mean anything these days that's heightened, particularly around, you know, what's happening with Iran and some of this other stuff. Is that kind of what it's focusing on? Is there going to be stepped up security this year?
You know, I don't know what the focus is going to be. I've been working this story with an old colleague of mine for my first job in Palm Springs, California. In fact, and now he has the job of running the PR stuff down there for in Miami, of all places. So I've been working this well before the Iran stuff really took center stage, but that's an excellent question. If you want to give me some more questions, we can just spend the entire rest of this interview having you do my job for me, which, you know, that came out a little curt. I really want you to do my job.
I'd be happy to do that for you.
I could
step in and do a little TV again if I needed to. I can dust off the old skill set.
But it's going to be a great – we got a lot of fun aspects of the show. I don't want to ruin it. You know, I always, like, beat around the bush when I come on here and say, like, I've got a great story, but I can't tell you about it. So it's going to be good.
You know, speaking of football, I did a little off the subject here, but it's the Aaron Hernandez documentary. Did you see any
Everybody's
of that?
Everybody's talking about
Have
it.
Have you seen that?
I have not, you know, part of me is like, we sort of lived it. I was a reporter in Connecticut when it was happening. And Key is a Connecticut guy, Bristol, Connecticut, 10 minutes away from the station where I worked and the place where I lived, and obviously the home of ESPN. But I've heard regardless of that, this is something to behold. You have to watch this.
Well, yeah, it's sort of like a train wreck. You can't not watch. And at the end of it, I was talking to this with one of our sports guys yesterday. At the end of it, you can't help but to walk away thinking, you know, I just watched this whole documentary and all it was about was what was to blame for what he did. And at the end of the piece, not to ruin it for anybody, they talk a lot about CTE and these brain injuries that are affecting a lot of these NFL players. But Hernandez was showing signs of violence a lot sooner in life than a brain injury from football.
Yeah, far be it from me not being a doctor and not having examined the patient in this case, obviously, Hernandez, to say that CTE wasn't a factor. But like you said, this individual demonstrated a lot of, let's call them, non-Boy Scout tendencies. Prior to this, you know, he was involved with gangs well before CTE was even something that was in the discussion. Because, you know, when he was a player in Connecticut, it's not like he was getting hit. He was so good. He was just running over everybody. So, yeah, you raise a really good point.
Todd, you covered a tragic story on Fox and Friends this morning about the story yesterday, one of the two, about the cruise ship. I was talking to Denise
about that. Yeah, that was on Daily Briefing with Dana Perino. Oh, you know, look, as a lawyer, I get it. You have to lawyer, and you have to sort of present both sides of the case, and oftentimes that makes it uncomfortable, and it's made it uncomfortable. That is your job as a lawyer, as uncomfortable as it is, and so to present the evidence of the grandfather allegedly, according to the video, doing what he did, which is dangle the little girl over for upwards of 30 seconds before tragically she slipped. Again, this is all claimed in the video. And obviously we haven't independently verified the video, so let's keep all that in mind, but just horrible. You know, the flip side of that is you have a family undergoing, you know, the worst thing that a family could undergo. So, but I mean, unfortunately that's how the American jurisprudence system works. And, it's uncomfortable when these videos come to light.
Yeah. And you know, for people who forgot the details of that story, the family's allegation was that somehow the cruise ship was to blame because the window was left open and the grandpa didn't know that. But this video seems to counteract that, contradict that. So it should be interesting to see where this thing goes down the road.
I feel like we've gone to negative town during this entire 11-12 minute interview. Is there something more fun we can talk about? Can we just have a segment? Can you make me a stinger that says puppies? Just like puppies.
Sure we can. You got to have a dog story?
This is
no,
Mark's
I have no
producer.
Dog story. I just want the stinger that says puppies.
Todd, this is Mark's producer, Tricia, and you
Tricia,
by far are the most I don't want to say demanding guest when it comes to these stingers.
Go ahead,
he raised
say it.
The bar by giving him such a good intro, so just, it's not really Todd's fault.
I just thought he'd be. I thought this would be enough. The
ooh, that is.
You know,
no, T-shirt gate is pretty good. You know what? Forget puppies. Whenever we reach a point of these interviews, these segments, when we get a little too serious, I don't care what we're in the middle of talking about. Can you please just push that? And it'll get us back to fun.
T-shirt gate.
Amazing.
Nice.
Great. Okay. Well, as long as,
like
well, long as we're on the same page. Thanks, Todd.
Well, you know,
forget
Todd.
The puppies.
Because of your demanding job and the fact that you have a private car on the way to pick you up and whisk you off to your next assignment, we'll let you go, buddy.
Private car. Yeah, I mean, I can't lie. It really is a private car. It makes me sound like I'm a Rockefeller here.
I mean, seriously, it's like a limo with all the liquor bottles in the back and all that stuff. That's fun.
No, it's a car. It's a $28 car to LaGuardia Airport.
I think they call that an Uber.
Yeah, that'd save them some money, wouldn't it? All right. Hey, buddy, have fun down in Florida. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll do it. Next week's the week that we got to really push for the Chiefs.
Yeah, yes. Oh, that's true.
We got to get the entire nation involved.
We'll work on it. We appreciate it. We'll see you, Todd.
I love
thanks.
It.
All right, see you, buddy. Appreciate that. Good
to
get him on.
I loved that interview, just speaking of the Chiefs. afterwards, because like people already like Patrick Mahomes, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, people get a kick out of Gronk from the Patriots, and I think a lot of people see Travis Kelce kind of like as like our kind of Gronk light as far as the Chiefs go.
I can see that.
And so after the interview, when he gets up there and he's like all serious, sort of doing his interview, and then he breaks out with his Beastie Boys lines of "You got to fight for your right to party." I was like, I already liked you, Travis Kelce, but now you have got me goodbye with the Beastie Boys reference.
Yeah,
he was pumped.
He's fun. Oh my gosh!
Yeah, he
He's
broke
fun.
Into that Mahomes interview. I did see that. It's like, this guy's the best. Yeah.
I wonder what the representation's going to be down in Joe Robbie Stadium. I mean, that thing, the Super Bowl is an event. I won't say unlike any other, but given the fact that there's just a single game, mm-hmm. instead of the World Series where you have potentially seven chances to show up and see a game if you're a fan, the NFL, the Super Bowl is a hard ticket to get. I've only been to one. I didn't get to go to the Rams Super
only.
Bowl. Well, no, I've only been to one. I went to one as
a
reporter.
A yeah.
But I got to go for free because I went
That's
as a
awesome.
Reporter on a yeah. media pass to Joe Robbie Stadium in 1989 or 90, whenever the Bengals played the 49ers there. And it's really... It's something to see, but because of the level of cost, it really, I mean, a lot of Chiefs fans or a lot of fans just can't afford to go down and support their team.
Oh, sure.
First of all, it's out of town. Second of all, you don't know if your team's going, so you probably don't plan for it till the very last minute.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cost prohibitive.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So we fill a crock pot with tiny Smokies and buffalo
watch
chicken
it from
dip.
Home.
You got to watch it from home. And you know, Ackerman was saying yesterday, Denise, and I don't know if you probably agree with this, he said he liked, if he goes to a Super Bowl party, he likes to go for the first half and then leave and go home and watch the game because he loves the game.
Yes.
By himself or with, you know, with his family for the second half, so he can pay more attention to what's going on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because I love to watch the game, too. I either need to be with people I know are going to watch the game, or I'd rather just be at home so I can watch the game.
Because it gets so loud at some of these Super Bowl parties, you just can't hear anything.
Yeah.
Zipper Zeppa used to host some just blowout Super Bowl parties.
Oh,
when
fun.
I worked at Channel 4 uh-huh. years ago, he would invite everybody over to his house and have the big screen TV set up and the food and the drink. And but Zip was a sports guy, right? So Zip would set up one area of the house where the rules were when you walked in, you had to keep it down because there were people that wanted to hear what was going on in the game, or mm-hmm. they wanted to hear the commercials or whatever the case was. And the downstairs was just a free for all.
So,
you know, downstairs,
idea.
Just do
That's
what you want.
That's a great way to plan a Super yeah. Bowl party.
Come up here. These are the serious sports fans that want to hear what's going on in the game.
Yeah. That's
Don't
great.
Disturb us. Leave us alone. Bring us a beer, but leave us alone. It's primarily how that went. So I don't know. So good for the Chiefs. I'm glad to hear that that their fans are happy. It's been a long time. And
yeah, it has.
Yeah. Yesterday, I made a lot of them mad.
Oh, you did?
Because I you know, first of all, shouldn't speculate if you don't really know. And I couldn't remember what the name of the Chiefs quarterback was the last time they went to the Super Bowl. And I called him by the wrong name.
Oh, what'd you call him?
But I got
him?
Corrected quickly. I couldn't remember. It was Len Dawson, right? Was the quarterback when they went in the 50s. Now you're going to mess up. I had it written down yesterday.
I'm
not
correct.
Trying to catch
yes.
I
think that.
And I thought it was, for some reason, I had Frank Gifford in my head, for some reason.
Oh. Okay.
Like Kathy Lee Gifford's late husband. I don't know why. I mean, they were both from the same era, I think, but I just couldn't. For some reason, anyway, it was Len Dawson, who obviously was a broadcaster for many years
Denise,
as well.
As a Chiefs fan, are you mad
at
Mark
not
right
mad.
Now for
it's
that?
Okay.
I know. I just didn't remember my Chiefs
forgiven.
Trivia.
Well,
I
wasn't a Chiefs fan 50 years ago. So.
Well, I hope
you
not.
Weren't?
But you're looking darn good for your age. Can I just
Thanks.
Say that? Thank you. Now I'm in trouble. All right. 314-241-9797. Big rally in Virginia yesterday, in case you were sleeping under a rock. They're trying to pass some draconian laws down there regarding your ability to go buy a gun. We wouldn't put up with this stuff for the First Amendment, but Americans seem to want to look the other way. The media was all in, hoping there would be some violence so they could turn this into their own narrative. That's not what happened. 25,000 of our closest friends gathered, stated their opinion, and peacefully went home. We're going to talk to the folks from the Gun Owners of America when we come back.
The right now, thousands of gun rights activists, white nationalists, militia groups, all swarming the Virginia state capitol.
There are a lot of people nervous about what's going to happen.
Authorities in Richmond are on high alert.
It could be a tense day.
Such polarization. What may happen in Virginia?
Several hate groups, supposedly some white nationalists.
White nationalists.
White nationalists.
White nationalists.
White nationalist groups.
What happened to the white nationalists? Wow.
I think they were all in Virginia yesterday.
Boy, you hear MSN, you hear names, voices you recognize in there, Wolf Blitzer and all these people from NBC and CBS, and they were begging for something negative to happen there. And you know what happens in that environment? You've got a peaceful situation that's being staged, and they're begging some of these nut jobs like Antifa to sweep in there dressed like the regular protesters and cause problems so it can be blamed on the good guys. That's what they were hoping would happen. But it didn't happen. And that's the point of today's 2A Tuesday.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, we welcome Michael Hammond, the Legislative Counsel for the Gun Owners of America, into the show this morning. And, Michael, I know you guys have been on the ground there in Virginia fighting the good fight. Thank you for that.
Thank you. We were a co-sponsor of the event. Our executive vice president spoke at the event along with another of our employees. And guess what? Tens of thousands of people convened on Richmond, many of them armed to exercise their First and Second Amendment rights to petition the government for a redress of grievances in the face of a gun confiscation agenda by a crazy governor. And guess what? It was a peaceful exercise of constitutional rights. And I'm sure the governor is very disappointed by that. He has a history from his yearbook with him as a Ku Klux Klan member of slamming those people and those groups that he doesn't like. But in this case, all of his predictions, which were echoed very extensively by the media, as you can see, were simply not fulfilled.
Well, no, they weren't. And here's the sad thing about it. If I understand my timing right, about 10 minutes ago, the legislature opened its session this morning. Yesterday was lobby day. Today they opened their session, and they're going to start voting on these gun bills. Tell me what's at stake there with what they're voting on this morning.
Well, this morning they're voting on universal background checks. So if you're in the living room and you show your new gun to a friend and you go into the other room, then at that point you're a felon, and he's a felon as well. In addition, the thing that universal background checks do is ensure that every transaction is recorded in what's called the Form 4473. The government goes through annually and photographs these forms. So it creates a gun registry, and when the governor, as he wants, retroactively bans 1.5 million guns in Virginia, they have a list of homes to send the SWAT teams to.
Oh, interesting. You know, I thought about what a parallel would be to this. Just so listeners at home who haven't really thought it through can understand this. What if the legislature today got together and passed some First Amendment infringements? Like, you were told you're only allowed to speak freely once a month only. Or you're told you could be locked up and deprived of your rights to speak just because you got a neighbor or a unfriendly ex who didn't like you. Or what if your local city decided you couldn't speak anymore at city council meetings because they could suddenly override state law on that? That's what's at stake here.
Or if a newspaper basically could be shut down for a few days because a single person thought it was about to publish a dangerous article.
Yes.
Perhaps it was doing a series of things. A single person filed an affidavit saying, this newspaper is dangerous. I want you to shut it down. So the SWAT team comes, shuts down the newspaper, and maybe after a week or two or three, the newspaper can go into court and make an argument that it's not dangerous. That's a precise analogy to what these red flag gun confiscation laws are about.
Well, I was going to say they also want to limit you to being able to only purchase one handgun a month. Now, I don't purchase a handgun every month, but if I wanted to purchase 10 a month, that's none of the government's business as long as I'm a law-abiding citizen.
Yeah, and I purchase two New York Times a day, one for my home in New Hampshire and one when I'm here in Washington. That's probably a much more dangerous exercise than my having a Glock.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, it's true. Plus, so, you have to have something to line your birdcage with, right?
Exactly. If I had a bird.
Well, yeah, exactly. You got to have something to do with the New York Times these days.
Yeah, but yeah, basically 5 years from now, when all newspapers have been obsolete, then I can sell them for $40 a page. So.
Well, you know, here's the bottom line on this, I think, Michael Hammond. We've got a good friend of the show here, a political analyst named Chris Arps. He's going to be here in the next hour. He's written a piece that's in Red State this morning, and what it points out is that all hope is not lost in Virginia. There's a relative newcomer running for Senate there, a Republican, who is in a dead heat with Mark Warner, the big Democrat senator who's helped lead the impeachment push for the president on the Senate side in Washington, D.C. And I think all of it stems back to the fact that people realize the error in their ways of turning the House and the Senate and the governorship in Virginia over to Democrats.
Well, the thing about Virginia is I don't think it's a blue state yet. What happened is a New York billionaire who has $50 billion said he's going to spend $2 billion to buy off America, and starting out with Virginia. And this was the prototype, which, if successful, he was going to apply to other states. So he came in at the last minute after the recording deadlines and spent all this money to buy probably a handful of seats in the House and Senate. And in the end, a switch of 5,000 votes and the legislature would be in the Republican hands. And the New York billionaire, whose name is Michael Bloomberg, has said that because this was so successful in Virginia, he's going to come back in November and buy the whole country out.
Yes.
He'll probably target Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, maybe Missouri. And he's going to try to buy America. And if we don't wake up very quickly, I certainly laud the tens of thousands of people who turned out yesterday at the state capitol. But gosh, in November when we had the election, that's when we needed people to turn out in very great numbers.
It's a great point. Michael Hammond, thank you for all you guys are doing down there in Virginia. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Mark.
You bet. Michael Hammond there with Gun Owners of America, and he's the legislative counsel. Go to gunowners.org, and you can not only support the organization, but you can sign up for email alerts, and they do a great job of keeping you up to date what's happening. Hey, I mentioned it a minute ago. Chris Arps will be in here in the next hour talking more about this this political situation there in Virginia. If you think for a minute that Missouri is not also the target of people like Michael Bloomberg in Congressional District 2 and other districts they think they have a chance of turning blue, you're out of your mind. So we'll talk to Chris about that and more, and we'll get to your phone calls coming up at 314-241-9797. I'll have to say one of the more disturbing crime stories I've seen in a while is this couple that got robbed at Monster Jam the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Channel 2 covered the story. See it?
Yes.
With the so they go to this Monster Jam. They park out behind the dome, They come back out to their window smashed, which is not unusual in downtown St. Louis. You should never leave anything of any value in your car. But before they could get home, the thieves had stolen enough information out of their car to figure out their home address and a set of house keys and or car keys, and had driven to their address and stolen their
car. Yeah. Mm. Apparently there was a prescription in the car for their son, and it had their address
on there.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I'm telling you, a long time ago. And what this indicates is, because as a reporter for Channel 4 for many, many years, it was just a Monday morning story you would do after an event downtown. The question was, how many cars got broken into last night? That was the standing question.
Mm-hmm.
And you would go to parking lots where there would be 10 or 15 cars with their windows all smashed. And at the time, the suspicion was it was roving groups of teenagers who were just bored and mischievous, and they would break into these cars and steal whatever they could and sell what they could or find cash or the like. This takes it to a new level where it's somebody who's clearly got transportation, and they're breaking into cars looking for addresses more they can then go rob.
Yeah, this seems like a more sophisticated criminal.
Well, and it also seems like, and I mean, I could be wrong, obviously, but it sure seems like a bit more of a coordinated effort between something going on at these parking lots, parking garages, whatever, and this being able to happen. Because this was a lot where there was someone supposed to be there. And there was one before this. It was at like a business around Ballpark Village or something that was valet. And you're telling me that there's not a connection, or at least someone knows the area well enough and is watching this happening, where you know when someone's taking a break or not in a certain area, or there's some help.
My impression is it doesn't happen as often in the parking garages as it does on these surface lots.
Where there's still a person collecting your money and supposed to be paying attention to the lot.
True. Wink and a nod, I guess. I don't know. That's what you worry about.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.